Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple of things that jump off the map when it comes to transportation, in case you're paying attention. I know you're not because you're watching SpongeBob or playing video games, but that's your thing. Hey, at least 100,000 shortage of truckers right now. Walmart's paying $100,000 to drive a truck. This is the truth. And they can't fill the slots. It's a problem. There are trucking jobs you can get right here for $80,000, and you're home for dinner, and there are 800 people short. 100,000 short. The other massive shortage, pilots. Thousands and thousands of pilots short out there. A couple things happen in both categories. Older truckers retired. Younger men don't want to do it. Whether they're too lazy, they don't want to drive, they think it's too dangerous. Well, they just don't want to do it. They can't play video games while they're driving. They just don't want to do it. In the airline industry, so airline business was off 95% because of COVID. So they bought out about 7,000 pilots. And they can't retrain pilots in 24 hours. So, the fear is, in both categories, that pilots will be rushed through and flying you to Atlanta. The fear is that truckers will be rushed through and driving on the parkways as you and your family try to get to vacation. One of the best in the business who knows this stuff, who I would trust with my own life, Joe Janicki with McGann and Chester. He sees accidents all day long, unfortunately, but he's the best. Joey, good morning, man.
Good morning, Marty.
This scares the hell out of you, doesn't it?
It does.
Tell our listeners why and tell them what they're doing.
Well, the issue that we have is, like you said, the shortage. So basically you have the government that's just, you know, they're involved here, and they got these trucking schools that just, they're just pushing these kids through these classes without the proper training that they should have before they come out here on the road.
Kind of give me an example. Give me a scenario of what's happening right now that scares you, ma'am.
Well, I mean, just the accidents that these guys are getting into, that's just from the, you know, basic common sense that they don't have, and that the training to drive the trucks. You know, when I've been doing this over 20 years, it used to be on average a 3-month course to get a commercial license, you know, to go through a schooling. Now they're pushing these kids out of these schools and, you know, 3 weeks.
What?
To a month tops.
What?
Yeah. Here's the keys to a truck and go down the road with 80,000 pounds.
God.
Now, Marty, I can put you in a truck and ship you down the parkway or down the highway going straight without an issue. But, you know, you get these tractor trailers down in the city of Pittsburgh and these neighborhoods, these tight areas that they have to deliver in. And what do you think is going to happen when these guys, you know, they weren't trained to drive those trucks in those situations?
This is the guy who lives it. This is Joey Janicki with McGann and Chester. Unfortunately, you're seeing more and more incidents all the time, are you not?
It's more and more accidents. It's more now when you take your driver's test on a commercial vehicle, you're confined to what you take that test in. So if you take it in a truck that's, say, an automatic, and then you go to get a job at a company that has manuals, you don't know how to drive a manual because you weren't taught in the school. You can't drive a truck that has more than two axles because that's not what you was taught to drive in the school.
Man. And you're telling me, Joey, that back in the day it would take me months to get the license, that it now takes a month.
It would take months to get your license, and you weren't passing. If you were not good enough to go out, if you were not roadworthy, if you weren't up to the teacher's expectations, you're not getting your license. Now it's very minimum, and it's very minimum training. It's just, let's get these guys out on the road. We need drivers. Let's get them out there.
Man, Hey,
and I have more and more older gentlemen that I deal with daily that tell me, hey, Jerry, you know, this company's offering me double to stay. I should have retired 2 years ago prior to the pandemic. But now you have another safety issue here. You have these guys that, you know, they're older gentlemen, their eyesight's not as good. They can't drive at night, but they're still doing it because they're paying them double. You know, they're not as quick. You know, nothing towards old people, but, you know, some of them, they're just, their skills aren't there because they're a little bit older, and that's what we're dealing with.
Hey, Joey, my buddy Chuck Hamill with Pitt, Ohio, great company.
Great.
So they'll give you a job making $80,000 to $100,000, and you'll be home for dinner, and no one wants the damn jobs. So now no one wants it. So everyone's desperate, and they'll take anything, and that's when accidents happen, is it not?
I will agree to a certain extent. Some of the bigger companies, such as Pitt, Ohio, you know, a couple of the bigger companies, they'll get the kids that are out of schooling, but they'll give them their own little training.
Right.
They'll make sure they're roadworthy before they put them out. I give those companies credit.
Same.
But it's impossible to get these guys.
Hey, Joey, how many times lately have you come up on an accident and you went, oh, my gosh, this guy has no training? How many times?
I mean, at least two, three times a week.
What?
And it's not even so much the accidents. It's just general, the guys that are breaking the trucks because they don't know how to drive them. We do a lot of tows for, you know, a lot of towing with breakdowns because these guys just don't know how to drive the trucks correctly.
Man. Joey Janicki, you're the man. Thanks for the truth, brother.
Thanks, Marty. Have a good day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.